You will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Rob Artigo here, your guest host for another edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn. I'm a writer and entrepreneur in California. Well, being invited back is always a pleasure, Ray. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I hope you're enjoying your day-to-day, and it's always good to have you, Rob.
I found a column on U.S. News & World Report online. It was actually a column that was originally published by Associated Press and picked up by the paper. So this is the way it goes. The holiday season can be a motivation and productivity killer at some small businesses, it says. Staffers may spend time chatting or shopping online, ask to leave early for children's holiday events, or just not be in the mood to work. It also says the companies with the most holiday problems are likely to be the ones where November and December aren't a particularly busy period. And so we're not talking about the retailers and the restaurants and the caterers and other companies like that, where staffers understand when they're hired that this is a prime time for the type of work they're going to be doing. At any company, though, if employees are distracted, the owners, of course, find it's difficult to be flexible with the employees when you got to accommodate everything. And I suppose, Ray, in your many years of experience, 37 years at Micrel, that you had to deal with, well, if it was 37 years, it was likely to have been something like 37, you know, Christmas/holiday cycles. So you've dealt with this a lot. Is this something in your experience that has been a problem historically?
Well, it's only been a problem, I think, in the last 20-some years. That wasn't really a problem before that. But in the last 20-something years, it has become more of a problem, especially as people expect more, and they expect, by the way, to be let off or have time off during the holidays. It used to be the employee worked around the problem, and now they're expecting the employer to work around the problem. And so as an employer, you know, as you pointed out, for 37 years, I was constantly faced with, what do I do during the holiday season? Because I know it's going to happen. It's like keeping food away from a starving person. It's just almost impossible to do, or keep them from thinking about food when they're starving.
Right.
And you're not going to stop employees from thinking about the holidays. As you pointed out, there are... It's on their minds that it's online shopping. I mean, they're sitting there doing online shopping at their desk, you know, at work. And it's hard to stop them because they have access to the internet. And so it's become more of a problem, I think, in the last 25 years.
Primarily social media also is another matter where people are able to get onto their cell phones and use a variety of platforms to shop.
You know, in the last I've noticed this more this year than any other year. The last couple of weeks, I've had nothing but emails from, you know, Costco Wholesale or Google or all these different companies that are putting, Black Friday or Cyber Monday or whatever. I mean, I'm being bombarded with emails about, oh, you can save money. You can, oh, look at this, take a look at this, you know, and it just drives me nuts. I mean, I've never seen it this bad before. So, you know, it's, and at work, they're going to bombard our employees with, oh, take a look at this. Okay. And so it's all inviting, these social media contacts that are being made. Why don't you like this particular product or whatever? And it's in a Pinterest or, you know, they spend so much time, you know, gearing up for the holidays that it really is difficult for an employer. So what I would suggest you do is that you plan for it. In other words, you have to make ready your operation, small as your staff may be. You have to make preparations for the holidays. And so if you do, in other words, if you are ready, let's say, you know, in the middle of the year or toward, you know, the third quarter, if you are planning for this time to let your employees, as you would have access to the internet or to the other, you know, going long lunches or whatever, you know, then you're more able to deal with it. So some of the recommendations that I have made have been, you know, allowing the employees to take at least a couple of long lunches to maybe do some shopping, as long as it doesn't get out of hand. And then to go to their children's, you know, programs, you know, allow for that. Then they know you're a kind, thoughtful person as an employer. But if you get angry and threatening, you know, getting after them for doing it too much anyway, you're going to be deemed a Scrooge. So, you know, it's a tightrope that you're walking, and when you have to be careful that you let them have the enjoyable time of the holidays, but not at too much at the company's expense. You know, you might have to pay a little overtime to get them to cover for the times that they're taken off. So especially if you're a retail store and you have, you know, they have to be there in order to cover the traffic that comes in. So, you know, you just have to plan, I think, for the holiday and offer either compensatory time off if they have to work, and so that they know that you're thinking of them, and let them, you know that they're going to have to figure out some other way to do their shopping, whether later at night or off when their shift is not operating, and do it that way as opposed to doing it while they're working.
Your comments brought me back to your earlier remarks, and I thought of the analogy of the food thing. If you've got somebody that you're withholding food from, allowing them to do a little bit of activity, giving them some space to embrace the holiday spirit and do their shopping or whatever it is that they need to do, get with family and take some time to do that, allows them to have some nourishment, I think, instead of withholding the turkey from them. Because by the end they'll end up spending the last 5 days of the holiday season just doing nothing for you, because they're now famished and starving for that you know, something you could have given them a little time here and there to do.
They're going to do it anyway. They're going to find some way to take the time off, and especially with the internet now available to them at their desk, they're going to spend time shopping, and you know, you, unless you're going to sit in their office and watch them, you know, they're going to do it. So what you do is you just try to encourage them to do their shopping after hours or at some other time by allowing them a little extra time during lunch to maybe to half an hour or something to do it. They're going to feel better about you as a boss than if you just, you know, lambaste them for taking any time at all to do their shopping.
Well, Ray, for the record, I definitely got a lot of emails that said Black Friday something, fill in the blank, from virtually any retailer that I've dealt with where I've given them my email address, including my internet service provider, or rather my website service provider. They sent me, and how could my website company have some sort of Black Friday deal they're trying to pitch me? And I got to be honest with you, I didn't buy any of that stuff. I wish I could block the word Black Friday from my email. I just never want to see it. Thank you, Ray. That's a side note, little personal comment on my part. Anyway, join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Follow Ray Zinn on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. If you have questions, send them to Ray. He is ready, willing, and able to take some time to read what you've got. And if you want to join Ray for a podcast, yes, it's possible. We can set you up with a podcast time. You can submit your topics. We'll decide which ones of those topics are the best, get you together, maybe do 1, 2, 3 podcasts, all as a matter of, you know, how much you interact well with Ray. And if Ray wants you, he's going to have you on. So please let us know at toughthingsfirst.com. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Rob. It's been fun again.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.